This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. This is our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know, a series about voting in the coming election. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
The series is based on the idea that WLVR News wants you to know how to be sure your vote is counted. Here's a special guest I brought in, Jen, with some pro tips.
You've got two ways to vote right now. Number one, you can vote early in person through next Tuesday. Number two, you can vote from home with a mail-in ballot. And before you send it back, Pennsylvania's got this thing where you've got to use both envelopes. So you've got to read the directions carefully to make sure your vote counts.
That, of course, was Barack Obama speaking for Joe Biden in Philadelphia on Wednesday. But whoever you're voting for, his advice is sound, don't you think, Jen?
I do, and it's nice to hear it put so succinctly.
He makes the point, no naked ballots. It has to be sealed in an envelope in the security envelope that's supplied with your mail-in ballot.
That's right, Brad, and that's something that election officials have emphasized as well. There are other mistakes in mail-in ballots that they can correct by reaching out to voters, but if your ballot isn't encased in both envelopes, they have no way of knowing who the ballot has come from, and so it won't count.
Of course, the pandemic is affecting everything these days. The mechanics of the election are no exception. Yesterday, the state sadly reported its largest number of infections since the pandemic began. Let's talk about some of the ways that COVID-19 has affected how we will vote, starting with in-person voting.
Well, with in-person voting, much like we saw in the primary, there's going to be social distancing and masking requirements, and possibly be prepared for some long waits. You know, I think it's important to note when we hear so much debate about mail-in ballots that the reason so many people have opted for that is because of concerns about COVID-19 and being exposed to that when they go to vote in person.
Sure, it is the pandemic that's driving what we think will be almost 3 million expected mail-in ballots.
That's right. The registration deadline expired earlier this week, but we're over 9 million registered voters. That's a state record. As you mentioned, almost 3 million expected mail-in ballots, and folks can still apply for those through October 27th.
Well, let's talk about expectations for Election Day. Results are not likely that day because the Supreme Court has ruled that the state has 3 days at least after Election Day polls close to count any ballots that come in late but are postmarked by Election Day.
That's right. Those are the mail-in ballots, and they can be counted through the Friday after the election. And that's when Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar says she expects to probably have the results of the election. Just because there aren't results on election night doesn't mean that there's something wrong with the election here in Pennsylvania, but that's just the way the process was built for this particular election.
Another subject that concerns Election Day itself is poll watchers. Who can be a poll watcher?
So there's some pretty strict rules in the state about who can be a poll watcher. Not just anyone can walk into a polling place and keep watch over the proceedings. You have to be registered to vote in the county where you want to work. And then you actually have to get an official certificate from the County Board of Elections to be there. And that has the poll watcher's name and the name of the candidate that they're there to represent. Now, poll watchers, basically, they're there to look and observe for indicators of bias or interference. But they shouldn't have really any contact with voters, and they can't go into the area where voters are casting their ballots. Now, people who show up and try to do the work of a poll watcher without these credentials can be arrested and face a $15,000 fine.
Wow. Now, you're going to take part in an online interactive edition of What You Need to Know with other journalists from Lehigh Valley Public Media and PBS 39. It will be 7 p.m. Monday. Are you looking forward to that event?
I am, Brad, but we are going to miss you. We know you have to get up early the next day. But joining me will be our community correspondent, Genesis Ortega, reporter Tyler Pratt, and Jim Deegan, who's the vice president of news here at Lehigh Valley Public Media. We're going to do this on Facebook Live, and we'd love to have our audience's questions. Anything you want to know about Election 2020 and what to expect on election night and the week that follows?
Well, there's a link at WLVR.org/election that will let you RSVP for that event. Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR, thanks so much for joining us.
Brad, always a pleasure.
We will have one more episode of What You Need to Know on the radio the Friday before Election Day. You can hear more of the series and our reporting on that same website, WLVR.org/election.